Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot at what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about the impact of the National Association of Realtors class action lawsuit settlement. It's been making headlines over the last couple of days. The National Association of Realtors announced a settlement of $418 million and concessions to make several policy changes pending court approval. The proposed settlement has several implications for the real estate industry, specifically residential real estate, and involves the removal of compensation offers from the MLS system. There is the potential of more commission compression, as well as the possibility of new business models, additional brokerage services, and in fact, the future of NAR and the MLS system is really in question. First thing to note is that the lawsuit was focused on residential. It does not affect commercial real estate brokerages. The compensation offered to buyer agents buried in the MLS listing is not going to be allowed going forward. So one of the requirements is that the buyer and the seller commission are being separated. It's going to go into effect by July 1st or by court approval, whichever comes first. Several fields are being removed from the MLS system, and so the MLS will no longer offer a buyer agent a commission in a private field in the MLS listing. Now, off-market listings can still offer buyer agent compensation. What is happening now to residential real estate is already the norm in commercial real estate. Buyers enter into a separate buyer representation agreement in the world of commercial. In some cases, the buyer will pay the buyer commission. In other cases, the buyer representation agreement will have the commission being paid by the seller, and there will be a cooperation agreement between the buyer and the seller agent. There's no hard and fast rule. The commission gets negotiated on every single transaction. We can expect that there will be some commission compression. Instead of the listing agent automatically splitting a 6% commission 50-50 with the buyer agent, it might be a 5% commission or a 4% commission. It could be a different commission structure, and it might not even be 50-50. Buyers will also have to sign a separate representation agreement. Now, some sellers are already asking agents if they need to pay commission as a result of this lawsuit. If you think sellers are confused, buyers are even more confused. In some cases, they're simply going to elect not to pay a separate commission to the buyer agent, and they'll approach the seller agent directly with little or no form of buyer representation. Under the terms of the settlement, it's the sellers who win. Plaintiffs in the case, they've also won. And none of the past consumers who were supposedly harmed by previous practices will really get any form of substantial compensation. The buyers are the big losers in this case going forward. Agents and brokerages also are losers. Many buyer agents are going to ultimately exit the business forever, leaving fewer buyer agents. Some agents will try and double end the deal in order to keep their entire commission for themselves, but that's nothing new. Agents have been trying to do that for ages. And if you look at the share price performance in the past day, you will see that Zillow's share price took a huge hit, and CoStar is substantially up. Now, you might wonder why that is. Well, CoStar's revenue model is largely derived from listing agents, and Zillow has made most of its money from buyer agents. So it makes sense that these two companies are going to see their share prices diverge. The settlement seems to imply that brokerage firms with their own marketing system can still offer buyer compensation. So, for example, if a large brokerage like RE/MAX or Keller Williams were to list their own properties without sharing it on the MLS, it would be perfectly reasonable to offer buyer agent compensation. So the real question is whether the settlement creates enough of a disadvantage for agents that agents will be in fact discouraged from using the MLS. I can easily foresee a scenario where the listing agents might offer a two-tier approach. They might offer to start with an off-market listing, meaning outside the MLS. And if the property doesn't sell after, say, 3 or 4 weeks, then at that point they might offer the property on the MLS to get it wider exposure. The MLS tried to create a monopoly on dissemination of listing information. It did solve a real problem back in the days when there was no internet. But today, there's many other ways to get information, and the MLS does not have a monopoly on getting information into the hands of consumers. In my opinion, this settlement serves to effectively kill the MLS system. There will be all kinds of new structures emerging from what will be likely the death of the MLS. Companies could offer limited buyer services. The market, in the end, is going to be a lot less homogeneous. And it's a major undertaking to come up with these new practices. It's a world in which big brokers have a huge advantage compared with the smaller independent brokerages. The bigger brokers can get indeed bigger by offering their scale as a differentiator. There might not be an MLS in the future, but RE/MAX, Keller Williams, and eXp might be big enough to maintain a liquid market just on their own. We might see new business models emerge. Transaction management services for buyers with a flat fee. I could see, for example, title insurance companies offering these types of services. They have the skills, But on the other hand, in the interim, there would be a channel conflict between the title company and the buyer agents that have been their traditional source of business. The billions in savings to consumers that have been promised as a result of the lawsuit are quite frankly a pipe dream. If commissions were lower, then would home prices be lower? I don't think so. If a seller was willing to accept a 6% commission, I don't believe that they're going to be lowering their price if the commission was lower. I also don't see any way in which the buyer is a winner in these cases. Independent home buyers are not professional negotiators. Without the experience of a buyer agent working on behalf of the buyer, buyers are going to lose out in due diligence. They're going to lose out in negotiating the best purchase contingencies, and they're going to lose out on the best closing terms. Your average buyer doesn't know how to negotiate an extension to a closing date. They don't know how to negotiate the lowest possible earnest money deposit. The big loser is the buyer. And sadly, the stated purpose of the class action lawsuit was indeed to help the buyers. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.